Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, this week, lots of random weirdness crossed my desk as usual. As you might imagine, I get hundreds of phone calls and emails each week, which sadly makes it nearly impossible to return all messages, but please know that I value every comment, thought, and question you send my way. And so, with that, I thought I'd share some of the news that caused me to pay attention. Thanks to what many of you sent me this week. There is a new robot restaurant called Creator at 68 Folsom Street in San Francisco, selling hamburgers for only $6, made by a machine that is the newest and most advanced of its kind. Now, earlier attempts were either unsuccessful or simply too lacking for their hype. Some robots, for example, did no more than squirt liquid peanut butter and Nutella on bread to make its version of a sandwich. One robot literally flipped patties and did nothing much else. In comparison, the Creator robot cuts, toasts, and butters buns, measures sauces and spices down to the milliliter, and slathers them onto the bread and slices tomatoes, onions, pickles, and cheese, which are then dropped onto the sliced bun. Now, once you order your burger style on a tablet, a compressed air tube pushes a baked that day bun into an elevator on the right. It's sawed in half by a vibrating knife before being toasted and buttered as it's lowered to a conveyor belt. Sauces measured by the milliliter and spices by the gram are automatically squirted onto the bun. Whole pickles, tomatoes, onions, and blocks of nice cheese get slices shaved off just a second before they're dropped on top. Meanwhile, the robot grinds hormone-free pasture-raised brisket and chuck steak to order. But rather than mash them all up, the strands of meat hang vertically and are lightly pressed together. They form a loose but auto-griddable patty that's then plopped onto the bun before the whole package slides out of the machine after a total time of about 5 minutes. The idea is that when you bite into the burger, your teeth align with the vertical strands, so instead of requiring harsh chewing, it almost melts in your mouth. I love that. Creator's food robot is one of the newest, but most likely not the last machine designed to perform jobs traditionally done by human workers. In the past few months, for example, Amazon made headlines for its various forays into robotics, particularly its robot-run supermarket and warehouse robot workers. There are even plans for creating drones that would deliver packages directly to the customer. Automation is a touchy topic in any sector. On the one hand, it's seen as an effective means to lower production and manufacturing costs while improving cycle times and output quality and consistency. But on the other hand, it is considered a threat to job security. An article from the BBC estimates that 800 million workers will likely lose their jobs to robots by the year 2030. But the people behind the Creator robot say their machine is not out to get people unemployed. Instead, the robot does the dirty and dangerous work so human employees can do something more meaningful with their time. And I will leave you with that to chew on. Yahoo email caught secretly scanning user emails to build psych profiles to sell to advertisers. I think this came from Natural News. Now, we all know that tech companies collect our data and use it to make money through advertising. In fact, it's gotten to the point where we pretty much expect the things we search for and the sites we visit to be used for these purposes. However, if you use Yahoo Mail or AOL Mail, even your email is no longer off limits. The owner of Yahoo Mail and AOL Mail, Verizon, is now offering a new service for advertisers that involves constantly scanning the 200 million inboxes of those who use Yahoo Mail. Verizon reportedly told advertisers they search people's emails to find clues about the goods and services they may be interested in buying. According to the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo reached a settlement in a federal class action lawsuit in 2016 that claimed its email scanning was a violation of federal wiretap laws. They paid out $4 million, and although they did not admit to any wrongdoing, they were forced to make a technical change wherein people's emails would be scanned once they arrived in their inboxes instead of while in transit. Oh, what's the difference? According to communications between Verizon and advertisers, they placed their users in different categories according to the mail they receive. For example, getting a car loan notification makes people part of the car owner group. Brokerage trade confirmations earn someone the invest label, and flight confirmation emails means that a user will be considered a frequent traveler. Taking it one step further than Google did in the past, they then create interest profiles of each user, follow them across the internet, and deliver appropriate ads when they visit other sites. Unreal. There is a way, though, for users to opt out of the analysis, but it isn't immediately obvious as the setting is listed under Add Interest Manager rather than Settings. Now, how crafty is that? Yeah, you can opt out, but hey, sucker, you're going to have to find it first. It isn't just an algorithm that is scanning through people's emails. Human readers are also used to look at AOL and Yahoo emails. Now, this is outlined in their privacy policies, but few readers actually take the time to look at the fine print. Ugh, when will it stop? All of the spying and prying in the name of advertising and marketing? Oh, well, now here's a chilling one. Heads up, parents, a new internet game, and I put that in quotes, want your children to commit suicide. It's no secret that evil abounds on the internet, but a new supposed game that's reportedly spreading across the world seems to take the cake for being perhaps the most evil thing yet to hit the web. And it's known as Momo. M-O-M-O, and it's targeting children and trying to get them to commit suicide. Law enforcement agencies in a number of countries are apparently very concerned about the game, which is believed to have taken the life of a 12-year-old girl in Argentina who was convinced by the platform that she should take her own life. It's a game where the controller encourages youngsters to harm themselves after sending them violent images via the messaging app. If they do not comply, they are apparently threatened. Momo began on Facebook and has been reported in Mexico, Argentina, the United States, France, and Germany. The extremely disturbing avatar, which is a kind of a picture version of what this is all about, was created by a Japanese artist with no connection with the game, referring to a graphically disturbing image of what appears to be a female with exaggerated and satanic-looking facial features. I looked at it and had to glance away. It was so disturbing, I guess the word is. It's unclear how widespread the game is, but claimed it was most likely a form of bait used by criminals to steal data and extort people on the internet. So, who's behind this disgusting Momo trend? Well, so far, authorities have identified three phone numbers that originate from Japan, Colombia, and Mexico. And as I said, the game works to lure children into pursuing their own deaths. The game has different challenges, and suicide is at the end. And if children fail to achieve the various challenges, this disgusting bird-like demon woman tells them that she will place an evil spell on them unless they end their lives. Do you even believe what I'm saying to you? Bottom line is, use information like this, challenges and weird games like this, as a jumping-off point to engage your children or your grandchildren in conversation. Don't just give them a phone and have them run off. So many parents use technology as babysitters, and the evil ones out there take advantage. Let's get back to behaving like parents and talk to our children, pay attention to them, and for heaven's sakes, it is okay to set limits, to guide, to lead, and to just say no. All right, on to the next weirdness that someone sent to me. Vietnam demands Monsanto pay hundreds of millions in damages to victims of Agent Orange. A recent U.S. court ruling that forced Monsanto to pay out more than $289 million to a groundskeeper, this gentleman, who got terminal cancer after using its Roundup weed killer, is now reigniting calls by the country of Vietnam for the company Monsanto to compensate victims of its Agent Orange chemical. Little history. Monsanto supplied Agent Orange to the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. The chemical herbicide and defoliant was used to clear out tropical jungles in the country to strip the Viet Cong guerrilla fighters of hiding places and food sources. In the years from 1961 to 1971, the American military sprayed roughly 12 million gallons of it across 30,000 miles in the southern part of Vietnam. Now, Agent Orange contains the toxin dioxin, which has been linked to cancer, birth defects, and other fatal illnesses. Millions of the Vietnamese people are still suffering from the effects of exposure to this chemical. According to the government of Vietnam, around 4.8 million people in the country were exposed to this substance. 3 million have dealt with debilitating illnesses such as neural damage, reproductive failures, and cancer. Mental impairment and deformities can even be seen in the third and fourth generations of those who were originally exposed to dioxin. Past attempts to hold Monsanto accountable have been unsuccessful in Vietnam. In 2004, a group known as the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange Dioxin filed a class action lawsuit against Monsanto, Dow Chemical, and other companies that supplied the toxin. But their case was rejected on three occasions on the grounds that it had no legal precedent, as the firms were simply acting on orders given by the American government. Now, even though they claim not to be responsible, Monsanto reached an out-of-court settlement compensating American war veterans who had filed a $180 million class action lawsuit against the firm. It may be too little, too late, but many Vietnamese people will be hoping that they can successfully hold the firm accountable for its role in the atrocities they've suffered. Hey, Bob, pass me another ear of Roundup Ready genetically modified Monsanto corn. Yum. Well, here's another. Canola oil is the margarine of yesteryear for uneducated health enthusiasts who have no idea it clogs blood and promotes dementia. Here's a question. What kind of food never spoils? You have one guess. That's right. The kind you should never eat. So then why do you think most health food stores use canola oil mixed into nearly every packaged and jarred food on their shelves? The honest answer is they're trying to make more money. Insects won't go near canola oil. There's a sign not to eat it right there, huh? Its shelf life runs close to forever. Plus, canola oil is the cheapest food oil on the planet. Now, canola oil can get fancy, appealing labels too, like expeller pressed or even certified organic. Well, organic or not, canola oil coagulates over time and causes health issues. What is canola oil? It's rapeseed oil, bred to reduce the undesirable elements. And most canola oil is chemically extracted using hexane, which is a constituent of gasoline, and then it's deodorized with other chemicals because rapeseed stinks. So what happens to humans when their blood clots and doesn't flow properly from their heart to their brain and other organs? Ever heard of the words weight gain, heart disease, and stroke? And dementia? Even the insidious American Heart Association has to come to grips with the evil canola, admitting in a recent study that canola oil dramatically raises the blood coagulation factor, increasing the risk of death from heart disease and stroke. Science behind toxic canola shows it increases plaque in the human brain and contributes to memory loss and decreases learning ability. That trendy kitchen staple that was labeled heart healthy for decades has just been proven to be the complete opposite. It should be labeled brain deadly and heart deadly, but since the FDA and the CDC are run by big food shills and hucksters, that will never happen. Switch oils. But then again, as I exposed on previous shows, the whole olive oil industry is a huge lie, with companies cutting their olive oil with cheaper who knows what. I don't know. I'm not offering solutions today, just sharing the news. Well, talking about dementia, many cases of dementia are actually side effects of prescription drugs or vaccines, according to research. The quick facts provided by the Alzheimer's Association are pretty concerning. More than 5 million people in America are living with Alzheimer's, and that number is projected to reach 16 million by the year 2050. As the sixth leading cause of death in our nation, it kills more Americans than prostate cancer and breast cancer combined. Someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's every 66 seconds. The question is, will you be one of them? With statistics like these, it's no wonder that people want to do everything they can to reduce their odds. However, it's also important to note that Alzheimer's is only one of the potential causes of dementia. While many people use the terms interchangeably, Alzheimer's is really only responsible for about 50 to 70% of dementia cases. The misleading terminology is obscuring one very dark fact about dementia, and that is many times it's being caused not by something scientists are still struggling to understand, like Alzheimer's, but rather by things that are masquerading as tools for good health, such as vaccines and prescription drugs. You have more control over dementia, actually, than you're being led to believe. It's no coincidence that dementia cases have been spiking during the same time that children and adults alike are being over-vaccinated, flu shot anyone, and the over-prescription of brain-altering drugs like antidepressants is prevalent. A help guide based on a Harvard University report admits as much. According to the report, medications are common culprits in mental decline. As the body ages, the liver's efficiency when it comes to metabolizing drugs declines, and the kidneys do not eliminate them as quickly as they once did. This causes the drugs to accumulate in the body, which means those who take multiple medications are particularly susceptible to this effect. Included in the list of drugs published in the guide that cause dementia-like symptoms are antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, sedatives, corticosteroids, narcotics, antihistamines, cardiovascular drugs, and anticonvulsants. It's a very broad range of drugs, and many elderly people take medications from one or more of these categories. In fact, you may want to go check your medicine cabinet right now. A study published in JAMA Internal Medicine correlated the use of popular medications like Benadryl with dementia onset. Patients who took these medications for 3 years or more had a 54% higher chance of going on to develop the disorder. And now vaccines are also responsible for causing symptoms mistaken for dementia. People in their 40s are increasingly being diagnosed with dementia, and experts believe the environmental factors must be responsible in those cases. Mercury-containing thimerosal was used widely in childhood vaccines until 2001 and still remains in some vaccines, including flu shots, to this very day. A study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease found that exposure to mercury could produce many of the changes that are seen in Alzheimer's patients, including impaired cognitive function and memory, as well as confusion. Another common ingredient found in vaccines is aluminum, and that has been linked to dementia as well. I mean, it's a pretty smart way to keep the profit machine turning for Big Pharma. Convince people they need vaccines or drugs, and when those drugs or vaccines cause further side effects and illnesses, sell them even more drugs to counteract them. And the best part for them is that because mental decline is involved, it reduces the chances that people will wake up to what is really going on here. Wow. And finally, an issue you hear me speak of quite often. Dr. Gabriel Cousins warns the world about the toxic effects of 5G wireless coming soon to your neighborhood. Dr. Gabriel Cousins calls 5G a complete, unmitigated health disaster. But you may ask, what is 5G? What dangers does it present? And what must each one of us be aware of? PC Magazine explains that the G in 3G, 4G, 5G refers to a different generation, G for generation, of wireless technology. Each G, each generation, is differentiated by a change in encoding methods, which makes it incompatible with the previous generation. And 5G promises faster speed, more responsiveness, and simultaneous connectivity for more devices than previous generations. I just read a Sprint website, and they clearly state, in a 5G world, every streetlight, road sign, car, parking space, shipping container, and crosswalk will be connected. And to make sure that all of these things stay connected, we are going to need smaller antenna and cells that can live all over the city. We'll also need technologies like beamforming to bounce signals off walls and aim it at specific devices. This technology will rely on a network of cells as small as household routers rather than on huge cell towers radiating over larger distances. Dr. Cousins warns that since 5G uses a much shorter wavelength, transmitters will have to be erected every 500 feet. And that means that transmitters will appear in schools, at bus stops, and all over the place. So even if you don't use a cell phone, 5G technology means you will still be in an EMF zone continually, unable to escape its effects. They plan that 5G will be in every major U.S. city by the year 2020. Again, why is this a problem? Well, the disastrous health effects of exposure to even 3G technology have already been documented in well over 900 studies or more. Dr. Cousins says that while humans can cope with the effects of EMFs for about 3 years at the most, thereafter serious problems start to arise and we become more susceptible to circulatory, mental, digestive, and immune diseases. This type of exposure may be a large contributing factor to the fact that about 40 million people are depressed, 10 million of them acutely or severely so, and this has resulted in a huge number of Americans being prescribed toxic antidepressants. Multiple studies have confirmed a link between EMFs and cancer, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disorders, and other chronic debilitating diseases. Now, this is serious, especially when you consider that at least 50% of the United States adult population now has one chronic debilitating disease, while some and many have multiple such illnesses. Exposure to EMFs doesn't just make people feel bad and out of balance and full of aches and pains. More and more people complain about the increased chemical, environmental sensitivities, brain fog, and just feeling off. Exposure to 5G is comparable to 17 minutes in a microwave. Experts compare continuous exposure to 5G to being in a microwave for 17 minutes on full power. 5G literally cooks your brain and your body. Now, while there are certainly commercial benefits to 5G technology being installed in U.S. cities, exposure to it means we will be much sicker than the competition. And since sick people don't perform well at their jobs, ultimately 5G represents economic disadvantages too. Perhaps the need for robots? It's all connected, people. So what can we do about it? Dr. Cousins believes that we need to take thoughtful action, do personal research on 5G, and then get out and speak up about it. Our own health and the health of future generations depends on it. Well, there you have it, a thin slice of the insanity that makes up our world today. So what can you do about any of it? Well, start by becoming aware, by thinking, by asking questions, by researching, by opting out of crowd mentality. Bottom line, be a free thinker. And once you become informed, then it's easy to take the next step, and that is to speak up. No, you don't have to host a radio show, but you can enlighten a neighbor, a friend, a family member, or even a stranger in the grocery store. As you watch someone reach for an ear of corn in the produce section, casually ask them, "Do you think this corn is genetically modified?" They'll think you're asking for their help, when really you are dropping a bomb in their lap, as I'm sure most people will have no idea what you're talking about. And this opens the door for a mini lesson as you explain how most corn is engineered as a seed to be resistant to insects via the addition of the toxic chemical known to kill weeds and people, Roundup by Monsanto. And then, like worker ants, the people you enlighten will go home and tell someone else about the conversation and hopefully will be inclined to do their own research. And there you go. You've started a chain of change. So join me this week and become the voice for informed choice.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Hi there, I'm Gina Murphy Darling, the host of Mrs. Green's World, and I personally invite you to become a part of our movement. We show up every day to help create the change we wish to see because we care deeply about this great planet of ours. The guests I interview inspire ways of living that are healthy, sustainable, and socially just. We discuss real issues by leveraging experts and science to get trustworthy information. Please visit our website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and to become a part of our world.
Well, today we talked about hamburger-making robots, email providers reading our emails, evil suicide games for children, Monsanto and Agent Orange, toxic canola oil, drugs and vaccines contributing to dementia, and 5G and its microwave oven effects on our health. And oh my, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Now, I don't tell you these things to scare you. Or maybe I do. To alarm you into paying attention to what you so easily and readily accept. To coax you to question the status quo, and then to ask and encourage you to speak up about it. I mean, what good is knowing if you don't share? Well, my friends, that is it for today. Until next week, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week, free from complacency and blind acceptance. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you looking for a speaker for your next event who's fun, fast-paced, enlightening, and did I mention life-saving? Then you need me, Pat Rulo, healthcare safety expert, patient advocate, and radio host. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call 440-725-5462. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. Call 440-725-5462 or visit speakupandstayalive.com.